The following episode of The Love Bomb is brought to you by Spoke. It's a new free listening app from SiriusXM.
Once again, I can't tell you how important for you to know that the Broadway community, the gay community, has written on the backs of our trans sisters forever. It is a beautiful thing that right now they can be them.
The following is an at-will presentation.
Angels and gods and aliens, please help me. I pray for myself and pray for my family and friends and lovers and strangers and enemies. Shine light down on them and me so I can properly see thee. I pray in the name of love, just be, not this, not that, beyond definition, me. I got a poem inside of me. A ball of energy, revolving, exploding, capsizing, about a girl, inspired, aliving. I just met her, yet already surprising the man that lives inside me, mystifying. My own fragile masculinity realizing, Mars and Venus forces reunifying, reclassifying. He's growing up, trying. She's showing up, exemplifying, grade A, organic, organically beautifying, love's pure embody, mint clean my palates, that face, waist, eyes, body, smash my insides with mallet, the central most important part of my innermost workings, my inner body, winner, nuclei, looking through, straight through, not by me, third eye, eyeing, Lena blooming inside me, rarefying, my mind's prophecy, ultra, high-ing. She makes me crying. Joys of tear, detoxifying, cleansing. Baptize me in your rivers, caramel skin and jet black curls in South Wide Chicago, South Side girl. In her cauldron, cast iron blends my European, Sicilian, American mud with her Spanish, African, Filipino blood till the future is witchcrafted. Drip. Drip, drip turns to flood. Infinite magic, mix your flower with my milk, witch's brew under the red moon, pinch of blooms, Illinois, red bud. Follow me to the moon, Lena Bloom, and I promise you that I will lead, not always sure how this new blood will bleed. Inevitably bled blood soon, so cut wide open for the mermaids, black panthers, meat feed, take care of you. Nurture, nurturing, need. Muses born from Nefertiti's womb, from ancient burial grounds, tombed and torn on fluids, fluidity seen. That fucking movie's first scene. I looked at you, words freed. You are so beautiful. She smiled. Baby, your smile might just be the entire universe's magic seed. Tap into past lives and fields, planting crops and fields, alien circled marks so we'll remember where to stop. Delicately, not so effortlessly, seeds drop and we watch it grow slowly from the top. Little by little, sprouting whole crops, blessed water fluids manifest, knew it breathed. After all, we may just be planting the cypress family, real life tree of life, family tree. You see, I got a poem inside of me, and this is just the beginning, about a girl, inspired, booming, Mugler, Lena, Bloom, blooming, aliving, we are all born from kings and queens, I repeat, Lena Bloom, follow me to the moon.
Explosive shockwaves can cause situations such as body displacement, emotional breakthroughs, relatable flashbacks, and love.
This is a conversation with a human I love named Lena.
Life is a movie breathing thing. We have to be willing to constantly evolve and mutate. Perfection is constant transformation. This literally means going beyond your form. If you celebrate your uniqueness, the world will too. With your unusual blessings, through the action and choices you make to express yourself, show the world you are one of a kind. a creation who came here to experience wonder and spread gifts you were born with. When you understand this, you will know being different means you are automatically the best in the world at what you do.
You will know being different means you are automatically the best in the world at what you do. Ugh, I love that. What are you best in the world at doing?
Honestly, loving myself.
Ugh, yes, ma'am. Okay.
Loving myself. That's the best. That's the best thing. That's where it started. That's the blueprint.
This is going to be a fucking breeze, what? This conversation. Okay. Tell me your name.
Hi, I'm Lena Bloom.
Lena Bloom.
Yes.
How old are you? Can I ask you how old
No,
are?
You can't. Okay. Because in the South, women don't, you can't ask a woman.
Well, we not in the South.
We not, but I'm blood born in the South.
Uh-huh, okay.
But I'm in my mid-20s.
Okay, I'll take that.
I told you my age, though, on set.
Yeah, I know, but we're not on set right now. This is a whole new,
a new
conversation.
Set.
New set, new us.
New conversation.
Yeah.
I love it.
You're from the South.
I'm from the South, Chicago, Midwest.
Yes. But, girl... That is
I told
not
you
the South.
That is the South.
What
you hear them people? My dad has a country accent, and he's from the South Side of Chicago. So that is the South.
Okay, girl, we need to pause for a second. You are not from the South. You're from the South Side of Chicago.
That's still the South, though. Compared to New York, that is considered the South. People don't know anything about Chicago outside of, like, it being the South and the Chicago Bulls and Oprah Winfrey and Obama coming out and me and you, Kanye.
And the Cubs.
And the Cubs.
And the White Sox.
And the
Blackhawks. And the Sears Tower.
And Owen. And the Joffrey Ballet.
But we are in the Midwest, babe. We
oh, my
are not...
God. That is still... I consider it the South.
Okay, that's fine. You know what?
What do you consider the South? Like, because it's still segregation out there, and that's considered a Southern type of feel.
Yeah, okay. A Southern type of feel in the Midwest. But you were not raised in the South.
I mean...
You were raised on the South Side.
Okay.
What part of the South Side?
I was raised in Princeton Park, 95th and Day and Ryan. Mm-hmm. Also, I lived in Beverly. But I lived all over... Chicago, but I was bred and born on the South Side in Marinette Park, Illinois, right off the 95th Dan Ryan Red Train, baby.
There you go.
My whole life.
Uh-huh.
Whole life, South Side.
I'm Purple Line all the way up north.
Yes, purple. Come on.
North Side.
Yes. I love North Side. I moved to North Side when I was going into puberty. My dad got a job as a police officer in Boys Town, Wrigleyville.
Really?
So we moved to the North Side, and that's when I started my transition.
Your transition into, like, a funny person?
Just, no, transition like... into start taking hormone therapy. I started.
At how old?
I was, like, 14 years old. Well, I started.
Let's take a step back for a second. You are a model.
I work in fashion.
I mean... This woman that is sitting in front of me is just so fucking beautiful.
Thank you.
Like, seriously, you are a stunner. Okay. And you started your transition at how old?
14.
14.
Officially started taking hormones at 14.
Wow.
But I started my transition when I was like a baby. Like, my mom knew.
A baby.
In the South. No, my mom and my dad, they knew I was, like, special, and they was like, you just be yourself. Play what you want to play with. Do what you want to do. My dad bought me my first Barbie doll. I was, like, 4 years old.
Oh,
it was on
God.
Christmas. They knew. They was like, you're going to be, like, something amazing and special.
How did they know?
Well, because it's just, I mean, people have these senses, just like you have senses. Mm-hmm. We just, like, we feel things, and we see, like, a colorfulness, and it's just, like, we don't know what it is, but the first thing that comes to the mind is, like, you're special.
Mm.
So... We know that. And I physically was just very feminine looking. Like, I'm mixed with African, Spanish, and Filipino. So
okay.
You put those combinations together, you're going to get something like this.
Mm. Okay.
Voila.
Voila. Wait, what is the split between your parents?
My mom is full-blown Filipino.
Okay.
My dad is African and Spanish from Spain. But there is some European and Native American in there. I don't know what tribe and where in Europe it's... origin, but it's like all up in that.
And siblings?
I have three brothers and three sisters, and I'm like the middle one. But
wow.
I have one brother by my mom and my dad, and then the rest are my half brothers. That we were all kind of like in each other's lives.
Half brothers from both your mom and your dad, or from?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my dad remarried, and then he had my brother and sister, Alex and Sierra, and then my mom, mm-hmm. she had Sophia, Tiffany, and Magnus. Hmm. Yeah. So, and I'm like the colorful one out of everyone.
The colorful one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Rainbow.
The rainbow.
Yes.
Are you the only person in the LGBTQ plus community out of the siblings?
Yes.
Yes.
That I know of, at least.
Yeah. There's still time.
There's still time. There's still always time. I mean, the thing about it is we were raised so like, we were raised to just kind of be ourselves. Yeah. Like my brother, he's a photographer. He's a model. He's creative. He's a thinker. He's like a, he's just a creative. Same thing with my sister. Mm-hmm. My brother, older brother, he's kind of a little bit old school, but he has his own battles. And then my younger brothers and sisters in the Philippines, they just love me. And that's all that matters.
I mean, how beautiful that you had parents that were just so accepting right from the beginning.
Well, mostly my dad was very accepting. My mom wasn't in my life until most recently, like
Oh, really?
A year ago. Yeah.
Tell me.
She left me when I was 2 years old. She got deported out of the country by immigration.
Why?
Because she was 17 when she had me. She moved to America on the sense of like, oh, I just want to get out of the third world country and just have better opportunity myself. And so she was young when she had me and my brother. And then she got to America and she just started like acting like what a young 19-year-old girl would do. She just want to have fun and party. And my dad was like 26, laid back, Leo. Mm-hmm. And he was just kind of just like, you know what? I don't think this is going to work out. So she got into some trouble and she got deported out of country because she never checked in. You know, like when you're not from here, you got to check in every every like few months, and she never did. So she went like 2 years without checking in, and they found her, and they was like, "You gotta go, mommy." And I was like, "But I was like a baby, so I mean, I couldn't say goodbye or anything." But
so you grew up just with your dad, or your dad?
My
got
dad raised me, literally from birth until I moved out of his house when I was 17.
Wow.
So yeah, it's always been me and my dad through thick and thin. He's been there through everything, every audition, every casting, every show. Hormone therapy, he was there. Surgeries, when I went to Thailand, he was there. He's been holding my hand. Every time I woke up from anesthesia, he's holding my hand there for me. So that's my rock. And he's the first person that I'm going to walk red carpet with.
For this movie?
For the movie.
Yes. So, we're doing a movie together.
Yes, we are.
It's called Fluidity. We can talk about that all later.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
I'm more into talking about you right now.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. What's your dad's name?
His name is Aaron Christopher Davis.
When's his birthday?
His birthday is July 26th, and he is a Leo.
July 26th.
Yeah.
That's like right on the cusp.
Yeah, right on the cusp of.
I'm July 30th.
Wham, bam, I know I saw you. We had did like a little birthday shindig for you.
No, but you didn't tell me your dad's birthday was 4 days before mine.
I didn't, I mean. You didn't stick around enough to have that conversation. No, but I love Leo. My first like boyfriend was Leo, and he was fucking amazing.
How old were you when you had your first boyfriend?
I think I was like 20 years old.
20?
Yeah. I was like 20. Well, he wasn't my first boyfriend, but he was kind of like in a sense of like the first
real one.
The first one that I was like fell in love with at like love at first sight.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
What does that mean? What does that look like?
I don't know. It's different for every person. I just literally saw him and, like, I was completely, like, our energy was connected. It was, like, super, like, it was this vibrant of, like, euphoria going around the room. And we were in Miami, so it was already for euphoria, but it was more euphoria. And we were both to go to this like, pool party, and I didn't want to go, and he didn't want to go. So we went with a group of people, and they all went. And so we just went to go do our own thing. And it was just like he had a scooter, and I was like holding his like whole body, and I just like held him while we was on his scooter. I didn't even know him at that time, but I was just like holding him like tight. And he's just like,
"Wait, you're on the back of the scooter?"
I got on the back because he was okay. The thing is, I was in a car with my friends, and he was on a scooter, but he knew my friends, and we went to this party, and then. They was like, "We're going in. Do you guys want to go?" I'm like, "I don't want to do it today." So I was like, "You want to go get some food?" And he was like, "Let's go get food." And so he had the scooter. And so we end up riding all over Miami Beach on his scooter. And I was holding him tight. And we didn't know what we were eating. But I was just like, "Fuck the food. I just want to hold you because, like, you just,
Do you still talk to him?
I haven't spoken to him about a year. But it's all love.
How
it's all love.
How long were you dating?
We were dating for, like, almost 3 months. But it was super like magnetic. Like every day we're
explosive.
Together. We met in Miami. We moved together and we moved to LA together. That's the first time I moved to LA when I was with him.
We
got a place together and you know, you just, I don't know, it was an age gap also. He was like 32. I was like 20, 2021, mm-hmm. and I was just like, I think I need to live a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he was, like, vegan, and he was, like, didn't do any, like, he didn't smoke weed. And
white
he was
boy?
Just like, no, he was German and Egyptian. But, no, it was just, like, he was looking for someone to have a baby with.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
it's just,
yeah.
like, I can't have a baby. But we were in love, and I love him to death. And it was just, like, I was also very young, and I needed to live life a little bit more. And I needed to understand what love was. But I knew that I loved him when I first saw him. Mm.
What were you like as a little kid?
As a little kid, I was very kind of, I was like all over the place. Mm. Like I was like playing with dolls. I was like painting. I was dancing. I was this hyper child. Like had so much personality. And my dad would just be like, you know what? You got to be on TV. Like you got to do something with entertainment because like you have so much going on. Like you need to like literally like just explode.
You're a star.
Yeah, he just knew it. Like he was the first person that told me that was like you, whatever you do, just own it and just like you're gonna be a star one day. Mm-hmm. So, but my whole family was like models and dancers and creatives. My great grandmother, she had a dance school in her house and she was a dance teacher, and she saw me dancing around her house and I was like probably in third grade, and she's like, you know what, you're gonna be my last student, I'm gonna put you in dance class. And from there my life changed. I start dancing and I start performing and I started to just like just involve as a creative person, like the fuels, the movements,
come
the
on,
everything,
shoulder
the
roll.
Lifestyle. Yes, yes. The whole lifestyle I embodied. Like it was all I thought about. There was no time for like friends. I made sacrifices. I wanted this. I knew I wanted it. And I like my dad put it in my head, my grandmother saw it, and we just like the family took care of it. Mm. They took care of this monster.
God, that, you are just so lucky to have all of that.
I know. I think about that all the time because I know there's so many people out here that don't have that, but I'm so lucky. But when you love your child or you love someone as a little person and they grow up, this is what it looks like when you love your child. This is what it looks like. You know, you just live and breathe, just love. I got it tattooed on both of my wrists. So, like, this is Mahakita. It means I love you in Filipino. Mm-hmm. And then this, I love you in English. And it represents my dad and my mom of both cultures. And so whatever I do it with love. I do. If I hug you, I'm hugging you with love, with true, honest love. Like anything I do, these are my tools, and when I'm using something, it's with love.
You are my new favorite person.
Oh my God. I knew you. I knew this was gonna happen.
Yeah,
I
like,
just knew.
For sure.
I already knew.
Because I do the same thing.
Yes.
Like seriously.
I know.
Like the show is called The Love Bomb.
I know.
Like, everything I do. You want to talk about transitioning?
We can talk about transitioning when I first got into it.
Yeah, sure. Let's go ahead.
Okay, so when I first we moved to Wrigleyville in Chicago, and that is Boys Town. That is where all the people in the city that don't have a place to go, they end up there. Mm-hmm. And I lived there. So during the day, I'm, like, walking around, like, by myself. I was always a nonconformist. I always was single. I was always, like, by myself. And, like, I would walk down Boys Town, and, like, these trans women, they would see me, and they would be like, you're beautiful. You like, oh my God, like you need to start taking hormones. And then,
at like what age?
I was like 14 years old.
And what are you wearing?
I'm like regular clothes, like nothing too gender bender. It was just kind of just like my own personal
like
style.
T-shirt jeans,
just like fresh, you know, fresh cunt, like walking down the street. Mm-hmm. And like
hair long.
Yeah, it was like long hair, and they just saw me, and like I was like, you know, I had the ins and isms that, you know, people have. Mm-hmm. And they saw that, and they was like, where are your tits at, and like, how old are you, and like, why are you not like on hormones and stuff that like that. And I was just like, at that time, I didn't know what transitioning, I didn't know what trans was, I didn't know what hormones was. I just saw these Amazonian women, and I was just like, okay, interesting, you know.
Were you already going by her she pronouns?
I wasn't going about it, but society always.
Oh, they all.
Since birth, it was like, girl, her, your daughter, she's so beautiful. Oh
really?
My God. Like, my dad would have to tell all his, like, friends in, like, police academy or police, what's like, oh, that's my son. That's like, it was like, they thought it was like I was his girlfriend or I thought it was his daughter. Like, he will always have to be like, yeah, that's my son. But it's just like, I was just,
stop
I was like a light of femininity. Like, every element of me was like feminine. So that's what they saw. You know what I mean? And I was just like, I just went with it. I was like, hey, cool, whatever. Like, this is me. You know, I can't help it. Like,
she passes.
Right. I'm passionate. Realness all day. Real as Ray. But no, so the ladies, they saw me, and then I befriended like some people. Mm-hmm. And then next thing I know, I'm taking a shot. And like, literally, like in 1 week, my tits are growing. Mm-hmm. And then my girlfriend is like, girl, You might as well just keep on going. And at that time, I was like, well, honestly, like, I already am feminine. I already look feminine. So it's like, why do I need to transition? Mm. And at that young time, I didn't understand it. And then my dad saw me one day changing. And he was like, where do you have tits?
You didn't tell him that you
No,
were
I didn't tell
hormones.
Him. And then he found out. And I told him, I was like, I'm taking hormones. Like, I'm trying to see what this is about. You know, I think I'll be more happier like this. Because society was like saying, like, everyone was fine with who I was. But the people like, principals and the teachers and people that knew my situation, those are the ones that was calling me out. Those are the ones like, you can't go to this washroom, or there's like, oh, you gotta do this and do that. And I rebelled, and I hated going to school because of that. Mm. But back to the whole transition situation, my dad first noticed that, and he was like, if you're gonna do this, you gotta do it the right way. We're gonna get you hormone therapy.
Right.
You're gonna speak to a freaking psychologist.
Wait, who gave you the shot first? Did you go to a doctor? Or?
No, I got it off the streets.
One of the girls was
like. One of the girls was like, girl, take this. Like, your skin will look amazing. It already look good, but anyways. Like, girl, you'll grow your knocks like in a week or whatever. Mm. So I started growing. My dad saw it, and he was like, "Nope, don't take it off the street. If you're gonna do this, my insurance will pay for everything."
Yeah.
So I immediately started going to a doctor, speaking to a psychiatrist. Right in a month, she was like, "Starter," and I started, and I was on hormones since I was like 14 years old. And when I was turned 18, that was the legal age I could do what I wanted to do. Mm. So we saved up. We went to Thailand and had everything taken care of. Mm. And then my dad went with me. It was just me and him. It was our first trip together out of the country. And it was an amazing moment of my life. Mm. It was like it was a rebirth. It was one of my rebirths of my life.
Mm. I'm getting a calling to ask you something and
go
to do
for
something
it.
Right now. If we called your dad right now, would he answer?
Probably not, because he's in Cabo, Mexico.
Oh, he's in Cabo.
Yeah, I literally just spoke to him yesterday. But he's in Cabo, Mexico, and that, he can't, he's not dealing with that right now.
He's not touching that.
He's not touching that.
Copy.
But.
Okay, and then what was the next part of this transition?
The next part of the transition was moving to New York City. Yeah. I went to an art school. I did dance. I got a full scholarship at the school.
At what school?
Chicago Academy for the Arts. Uh-huh. I got a full-blown scholarship.
Amazing.
But the scholarship was to be a male dancer.
Oh.
And so I went there. I started to do dance.
Ballet?
To do ballet. And then they found out I was on hormones. And it was like, you got to cut your hair. And you can't do like this. And I was just like, at the time, I was like taking men's class. And I was like, I don't know. This is not for me. And then it was like doing pas de deux. And then that's with couples. And I was like, this is not me. I'm a soloist. Like, fuck you bitches. Like, I'm the girl on the floor. So I dropped out of school. And I moved to New York City when I was 17.
Where?
And I started my hormones. I first landed in Times Square. And I was homeless.
Shut up.
I was homeless. I was sleeping on the train. When I would meet people, I would sleep on their floor. I would eat like dollar pizza every single day, and I would survive off that. Just because I wanted to be somewhere where I felt like I could be myself.
Why here and not California?
I just knew at a very young age, like, I'm watching movies, I'm watching TV shows, I'm reading magazines, and this is the Mecca. This is the United Nations capital. This is the gateway to the world. And I was like, if I can make it there, I can make it anywhere.
If I can make it there, I can make it anywhere.
Yeah, so that was it. That was the goal.
Wait, did your dad know that you were sleeping on a train?
He didn't know, but he prepared me for the worst. My dad was a military sergeant. He was in a police officer. Like,
you could kick some ass.
He was like, yo, you're going to be good. You're ready to leave the nest. I know you're good. Like, I was always kind of like on my own, though. Like, I was always kind of like taking the position to be like independent.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, you're going to be good. I moved here. I took a Greyhound bus here, and I landed in Times Square, and I had a little breakdown. And I was like, I'm going to have to do it. And I've been here ever since.
So, okay, how did you do it? Tell me.
Just like dancing, going to castings, meeting people. I mean, the thing
did
about
you have
me,
an agent here or
no,
what?
I didn't.
So what?
I didn't have an agent for like the last three. I didn't start getting an agency until like the last 3 years. Mm-hmm. I literally was just the thing about me is like wherever I'm at in the world, people just are drawn to me for some reason.
Yeah, you're absolutely magnetic.
They're just drawn to me and like they want to help me and they want to like, what's your story? Let's talk. Like da 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 da. So I was just like kind of like put myself in position to be around amazing people. I was like take my red suitcase and I would be in Soho. Trucking around, thinking I would get signed or discovered. The real thing.
Amazing.
And then at night, I would sleep on the train. going uptown to downtown, just knocked out on the train, like just little cunt on the train.
Did anything bad ever happen to you?
Nothing really bad happened to me. I was robbed one time, but that was just like real quick. It wasn't anything with like phobia or like harassing or sexual, nothing like that.
You
it
feel
was
like
just,
you've been pretty safe your whole life?
I feel like there's guarding angels watching me everywhere. And
well,
like
there probably are.
The universe, yeah.
Like, that's not a dream.
Exactly. You know? And the universe, they will never, I feel like they'll never put me in a position that I cannot handle. I'm a survivor.
Do you ever talk to them?
Yeah, all the time.
Your angels?
I talk to them all the time.
Yeah?
They're with me right here.
No, I know.
In this
mine
moment.
Are too. I'm not kidding.
Say hello. Say hello in all your languages. Compliment. Yes. Her heels look nice.
I actually, two nights ago, I've like just really started getting into deep meditation, and two nights ago I had like a full face to face conversation with
so beautiful.
This woman named Helena Vector.
What?
I haven't even talked about this at all.
Yes, yours got names.
Yeah, she full name Helena Vector, and she had seven different beings in one giant light body. She was like this, and she's behind me right now. She's this giant white being that has seven different forms. And she, like, showed me just one. I could only see just one.
Oh, my God. This is so deep.
She showed me this form in front of her. And I was having a conversation with her and asking her questions about different things. And I'm, like, laying on my couch. My hands are crossed over my chest. And I asked her two things that were, like, really intense. And my entire apartment shook
what?
Twice. It was like... I'm not even kidding.
That's intense.
Wild. So I got to go back.
That gives me chills.
Yo, something is happening in my universe right now that is like blowing out of fucking proportion.
All the universes, all the energy, everything on Earth, well, all the elements, everything's connected and it's like calling you.
You know that the eclipse was the lunar eclipse was yesterday, and today every year on August 8th, there's a cosmic alignment called the Lion's Gateway.
Mm.
And the Lion's Gate is when Earth aligns with galactic center, 27 degrees Sagittarius and the star Sirius, opening a cosmic portal between the physical and spiritual realms. It's called the Lion's Gate.
When did you first get into like the astrology aspect of the stars?
It's
and stuff?
On the show.
Really?
Yeah, yo, this show has like...
opened...
The show... Speaking of that magnetism, right, I very much so have had that same thing my entire life. And once I started having a conversation on air like this and putting it out into the universe, like, people started coming to me. People started flocking to me.
Oh, my God.
And, I mean, I was on Tyler Henry, the Hollywood Medium show. John Edward, who is, like, this world-renowned psychic, reached out to me. There's so many things coming to me.
All these amazing energies.
Yeah, and I'm just being like downloaded with so much information.
Wow.
But there's a drip in my head of information, and like the floodgates are about to crack open, and I don't really know where it's gonna go. But
do you like brace? Like, do you just keep going?
Yeah,
well, you just keep going. Because that's a lot. That's a lot. I mean, I feel like I'm content in that also, but it's kind of like, I feel like I just embrace that.
You have to.
Yeah, it's just like, I just like walk with it, like do it down the street and just be like, okay.
I had this thought the other night, that same night, that like literally nothing in the world, on the planet that we live in or farther, is unattainable. Like, there's nothing that if I want it or if I need it, there's nothing out of my reach.
Of
I can
course.
Figure
yes.
out a way to get it.
Of course.
And if you come to terms with that idea, you're not afraid of anything.
Nothing.
Nothing
Freedom.
At all.
You're liberated.
And once you become free, once you truly become free, the entire universe comes to you. Everything.
Everything
you've always wanted.
Everything.
And, like, you start seeing things in a different way. I see the entire world in a different way than I did 2 weeks ago.
It's prettier.
Like, everything. The way that everything is sitting on this table, the way that everything's over there, the way that you're looking at, like, there is not a coincidence to anything. There is a message in absolutely everything that you see.
Yo.
Do you meditate at all?
When you say things like this, like meditating and, like, everything you're talking about, I always kind of feel like,
it was part of it. Mm. Like, it was part of the whole life. Mm. And I just kind of, like, was content with it. Like, it was, like, this awakening even as a child in my dreams and my sleep and, like, the things I went through, the good and the bad growing up. It kind of just, like, I'm, like, watching the signs. Like, I'm watching you. Yes, I see you there. And it's just, like, I'm already content in it. And meditating is kind of, like, I feel like I am meditation.
Right.
I feel like my vibrations and everything I do, like, the blessings.
I totally understand that. Like, 100,000%. Yes. I've always felt like that, too.
Yes.
But, like, just recently, I started actually focusing on the practice of it. There's a reason it exists, right? Mm-hmm. And if you're not that being already, you're not going to find the actual practice of meditation, course. Right? And once you start doing it and, like, really tapping into something.
What type of meditation do you do exactly?
Honestly, I've just been fucking going on YouTube and, like, listening to guided meditations. Okay. Every single day I listen to one. And I just, like, lay down on my couch and listen to a different guided meditation. Mm-hmm. I'm not an expert on this world at all. This is just something that's happening, like, within the last couple months.
My dad meditates a lot.
Yeah? There's, like, endless things that you can do. You can even just sit in front of a candle and stare at it.
Stare
at a flame.
Or just, like, literally just, like, start drawing and meditating.
100%.
Or just, like, my form of meditation was dance.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as a creative person, I just want, that's the place where I felt liberated, where I could really just let go. And it was, like, I don't know. It was just, like, it was an out-of-body experience every time. And that feeling of dancing, this certain feeling is, like, the feeling when you love someone. Mm. Or a feeling of, like, if you see a baby or if you, like, see something that just really, like, makes sure that your life melt. Those feelings, I don't know. That's just, that's kind of, like, my whole life every single day since I was young. You know, it's just, like...
Did you see imaginary friends at all when you were a little kid? Like, actual see?
You know what it was? It wasn't imaginary friends. I saw demons growing up.
Ooh, tell me.
I was like, I remember I had like night terrors, as my dad would say. Mm-hmm. I would like go to bed and I would see demons inside my room watching me, like above me. And like I would close my eyes and then they would like walk away and then walk back towards me. And I would start crying. No, I'd never see him anymore.
You don't.
I start crying. My dad will come upstairs and like rock me to bed to go to sleep. I was like 5, 6. I was even like a teenager. I would like have these like demons around me. I don't know if they were demons, but they scared the living hell out of me.
Well, there's these lower energy forms that definitely exist on this planet that feed off of light beings.
Yeah.
And you as a child, if you're this light now, you were exponentially, I mean, children are lighter beings than adults. That's just how it works. You were probably just this fucking explosion of light, and these lower energies were coming to feed off of that shit.
Yeah.
And they showed themselves to you in any way that your mind was able to perceive them.
Oh, my God. No, I believe in all that. Mm. I believe in everything I can see, touch, feel, and dream.
Mm-hmm.
So,
what are your dreams like?
My dreams are always like... I haven't had any, like, scary dreams recently, but my dreams are always kind of like Luc Besson's movies.
Hmm.
Like, very, like, Fifth Element, Valerium. Hmm. Like, very, like, galactical. Very, like, it's just these words. I'm trying to find the words. I'm trying to find the expression.
Yo, you're straight up astral projecting.
Yes.
Dreams.
Yeah, that's what it is. I feel like I'm seeing, like, all these, like, cosmics and these, like, textiles and these shapes and these colors and these fragments. All the time, like even just like right now, like I'm seeing them, like it's just, it's all over the place. And in my dreams, it's just, I love it. And I actually messaged him and I was like, I want to be in one of your movies one day because I feel like the only person director that understands me. Mm. And he like sent me a dolphin emoji.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's cute.
That symbolizes something. Yeah. Because I think it's because what he did, he directed the movie Lucy.
Mm.
And, you know, that movie...
That's
they
the
talk
Scarlett
about,
Johansson movie?
Yeah, yeah. And that he talked... I don't know if you've seen it, but if you just see it.
I saw it.
But he talks so about the dolphins are... They use more cerebral, like, capacity than humans.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think he just sent me a dolphin, like, girl, you're on a whole new level. Already.
Take it.
Like, I would take the dolphin and run with it, baby. That's all.
Can you make a dolphin noise? I can't even.
I can't. Lord, if you could be an animal, if you could come back as an animal on Earth, what would it be?
If I could come back as an animal, or if what is my animal totem? Like, what do I, like, see myself as?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not just one animal. I have, like, a team of animals. Elk.
Okay.
Bees.
Okay.
No,
why elk and why bees? They tell me why, each of them.
I have this spirit guide of sorts that came to me when I was a really young kid,
mm-hmm.
and he was an elk.
Wow.
And I mean, I have antlers tattooed on my feet. Like
I saw that.
Yeah, I just very much so. I don't know. I'm like protected by this elk spirit. I don't know. I don't really know, to be honest with you.
Bees.
Yeah, bees are like my communication protector of sorts. If you think about the way that bees pollinate, mm-hmm. they like pick something from somewhere else and then drop it somewhere else. It's like they're constantly
moving.
I mean, they are. Without bees, we would not be here.
Exactly.
You know, they are the most important.
And they're
thing
almost
on this
they're, they were going extinct. They're going extinct.
Yeah, I mean, they're powerful little things. I don't think that they are ever going to really go extinct unless.
But there was like
I think we'll go extinct before the bees do. You know what I mean?
Mm.
And dragons. Which
Ooh, I love dragons.
Which aren't necessarily real, but the white dragon specifically is like...
I think they're real.
At the top of my totem, for sure.
I definitely think dragons are real.
Yeah, I mean, somewhere.
I feel like generations, decades and decades and centuries of the centuries, there was dragons and people made this...
Well, thinking about dinosaurs, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they definitely came from somewhere.
Yeah.
You know? But the idea of a modern-day dragon is definitely... rooted in like fable of sorts, but there's truth in fable.
I believe in all those things that mm-hmm. people say don't like. I believe in fairies. I believe in mermaids.
Of course.
I believe in all the gods, the Greek gods. I believe mm-hmm. in all that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, why not?
What do you connect with on an animal level?
Honestly, I always connected with like monkeys.
Mm.
Like little primates, like Chapeca monkeys, like so many different monkeys. If I would come back, I would probably come back as a monkey or like a little ape or something. That's what I. Mm-hmm. I just feel like obviously we are all like we are an evolution, a mutation of they say from apes. I don't know if you believe that, but I just feel like I don't know. I just feel so connected to them. Mm-hmm. I feel like I want not like Michael Jackson, but I just would love to like start an organization to save apes. Mm. That's something that I'm really, really passionate about.
Mm. Interesting.
Yeah.
I love that you threw not like Michael Jackson in there.
No, because he had an ape, but he said, no, ma'am. And he left the ape and it was like abandoned. Like, I can never do that
really?
To an animal. I don't know if you read it.
No,
about
I've
it.
Never done
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he had an ape and he was like, it was a trend. It was like a little puppy. I mean, it was like a little...
He put clothes on and everything.
Yeah.
I remember.
Exactly. And then, like, they did a story. I said, like, this is where the ape is now and is in the bars. And it's like, where's Michael at? No. But I love Michael Jackson,
the
by the way.
The monkey's, like, smoking cigarettes.
I mean...
I can't deal with that
sips
story.
Sips tea.
You love Michael Jackson?
I do love him. Mm. I feel like I love him... Because I understand him.
Mm.
I understand his magic. I understand his purpose. I understand his creativeness.
Do you love his music?
I love his music.
Yeah.
That was probably one of the first artists that I kind of like understood music. Like, at a very young age, I didn't really understand music. I understand it from like music wise and like the way it made me feel. Mm. But like actually like understanding the levels of like talent and music and like expressions and all that stuff, I think it started with Michael Jackson.
Mm.
I don't know. I feel like I was connected to him in some ways. I feel like he's definitely like in like me and you in some aspects. Like
yeah.
his uniqueness. Like people
that
are
magic.
Afraid of that. Mm. That magic. That uniqueness.
Spreading that love around. This is the love bomb. This is the show.
Okay, I want to take a few moments here to tell you about Spoke. This is a new listening app from SiriusXM and partner of The Love Bomb. Spoke is more than just a podcast app, okay? It's a social audio platform. You can listen to podcasts, radio programs, documentaries, and so much more. Have you ever had a difficult time finding a podcast? Psh, I know I have. Well, Spoke has a team of curators, real-life human beings, not robots, who help you discover your new favorite podcast by finding the best moments and highlights from shows and organize them into thematic playlists. Choose from close to 100 different playlists. There's just so many podcasts that I want to listen to, but it's a little overwhelming to start listening to each one. Because I have no idea what I'm going to like or what's good. So this is like a friend sharing their playlist with you, right? Allowing you to listen to the best clips from each song. I love it. you like what you hear, you can join the conversation, leave a voice comment. You can also share anything you find on the app with friends on social media. That's right, hit me up on the gram. You can download Spoke from the Apple App Store or Google Play. Go to hearspoke.com/at will to support the Love Bomb and all your other favorite At Will shows.
Spreading that love around. This is the Love Bomb.
Let's go back to New York City.
Let's do it.
So you're hustling in New York.
Hustling.
When does it happen?
What do you mean, what does
when
happen?
When
I was being prepared. I was preparing myself.
Yeah, but when do you get up on your feet? And when do you start fucking living the dream here?
Honestly, so when I started transitioning and when I got my surgeries, my life, I had a new rebirth. Like, I'm the person I want to be. I love the body I'm in. Like, everything is super, like, fine. Mentally, emotionally, physically, everything is connected into one.
Right.
Finally. And I start to just kind of, like, be around the right people. Like, go out to clubs. And I'm, like, this hot young thing dancing around a room, dressing all fly and stuff like that. And people are drawn to me. And I just kind of like, it was never in a sense like, yeah, I have a dancer background. Yeah, I've been in plays before. But I was never kind of like in that mentality of like, I gotta be famous. Mm. It was like, I always felt like if it's gonna happen, it's gonna happen. If it's not,
well,
it's
did
not.
You know it was going to happen?
I knew eventually it was gonna happen. Yeah, yeah, but yeah. I didn't know when and how. But I was not gonna be out here like, just like seriously like trying to like heal myself to like get a break.
Right, yeah.
I was just kind of like, hey, there's people around me. If they see it, they see it. They don't, they don't. I'm not going to be out here like showing up
desperate.
And getting I'm not going to be desperate. And yeah. I'm not, and I don't, and it's fine. You
it
know,
works for some people.
It works for some people, but me personally, I was just like, if it's meant to be, it'll happen.
Right.
It's just like with my meeting those people on the street when I was like 14 years old, like that came into my life and it changed my life. You know, me, everything has like these signs of like a new life, and every person that you meet opens a new gateway to your world, a new world, you know what I mean? And it's just like every person I met had connections, and they was like, oh, I know this girl named Lena, da 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 da. And then like the word kept getting out, like, oh, there's this girl out here. She's unclockable. She's real as rain. She has a great personality. And people start talking. And like 3 years ago, this guy who owns the Candy Magazine, who's the founder of the Candy Magazine, first transversal magazine, he reached out to me and he was like, hey, I want to put you in the magazine. Can you shoot? And I was like, I'm busy. I'm like out of the country right now. I can't. And then another opportunity came and he was like, can you shoot this? Because they only have one a year.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm sorry, I can't do it. I was like, I was in Chicago or something like that. And then this one particular time, he was like, hey, we're doing a all trans cover. Can you do it? And at this time, I was now modeling officially, but I was modeling as a cisgender woman.
Right.
I wasn't out the closet. No one knew my tea. Social media just thought me as...
Did you feel more comfortable identifying as a cisgender woman at that point?
No. Like I said, like people, society always just kind of like...
Right. That's what you always were.
Were. Yeah. Like it wasn't something that I had to like tell people. It was just kind of like, I'm just living my life.
Right.
I'm eating my fucking breakfast. And if you just see a hot bad bitch, you see a hot bad bitch. Yeah. Like regardless, da 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 da. And so they presented this opportunity and I was definitely familiar with the magazine and what it stands for. And I was kind of like, let me see how this is going to go. And I kind of felt like this, like, I felt like, ooh, okay, my life is changing. I'm feeling this and I'm going to ride this wave and see where it takes me. And that magazine, when I did that magazine cover, my whole life changed.
Everything.
A new rebirth. A whole new rebirth. And it's just like at that time when I got the opportunity and I did it, I didn't even know why I was there. Like I was like, why am I here? Like I'm here with Jana Mock, Gina Rosario, Laverne Cox, Yasmine Petty, like the list, Carmen Carrera, like, and like all these women have been on TV. They've
was
been
Gigi
on
there too?
No, Gigi, no. I don't think she came out at that time. Or it was like in the scene at that time, I'm not sure. But I wasn't sure why I was there because I was just this beautiful girl and you know, and I still to this day I was like, I was supposed to be there because now this is what I'm doing with my life because of me being there. But all these other women, they've been on like TV shows and they've done this. And I was like, why did he ask me to be on the cover? Mm-hmm. You know, out of like probably 200-300 women, why was I chosen? And still to this day, I'm like, I know it's just like there's he probably saw something in me before it even happened.
You know what it is.
I know it was, but it was just he was going. I felt like he was basing off just beauty, and I felt like there should be someone else here that probably has done something, you know what I mean, more recognizing. I was just going to castings and doing jobs.
Do you feel like you have a new responsibility now for the community?
Ever since I did that magazine cover, it was I had that responsibility was like, come on.
Well, then that's why you were there.
Exactly. And that's what I mean. Like, today, I know now. But at that time, I didn't know. Mm. And now I embrace it. And it defines me. And it's like, I have this voice now. Because before, I never spoke. I never had an interview. I was just literally just getting a paycheck, doing this, and just living, going out, being a young little girl, just having fun. Mm-hmm. And like now, the last 3 years with this magazine cover, it's opened so many doors for me to meet so many amazing people, to do so many amazing things. And like I have this amazing like foundation of like people that are reaching out to me, and they was like, you inspire me. And it's just like, at first when I would get those messages, like, why am I inspiring you? Like, and they would, and I just like, it's just like you just being who you are and living your life the way you're living every single day, that takes courage. And the fact that where you're at, I want to be there, and I want to, you inspire me. And that's just like, wow, like, you know what I mean, like me being who I am and just being confident and owning it is inspiring people. And that type of that owning it is so powerful for anyone. And that's why I mean is like loving yourself.
Well, yeah, that's what I was just gonna say, is that there's like two different ways you can own it. You can own it in like a light way, and you can own it in a dark way. You can own it with like a dark energy, or you can own it with a light energy. And I feel like everything that you have and everything that you do and everything that you represent is in this light and love. And like that's the only way things happen.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is. Like, truly loving every fiber, every element about who I am gives me so much, like, just gives me so much. Like,
well, what does it mean?
It's just, there's no word for it. You know, you can say freedom, you can say liberated, you can say power, but it's just like this feeling, you know it. It's like, you can't really put a word on it. No word can describe this feeling.
Totally. But on a like on a practical level, if anyone is listening to this that like doesn't know necessarily what it means to love yourself or how you can love yourself more, what would you say to them?
To love yourself more, it's just like I said, you're the only person on the earth that can do what you can do. Mm-hmm. In a sense of like your ideas and like your dreams and like your movement and then your conversation and like what you see, what you project on the world, the movies that you watch, what you take away from it, the interactions you make in people, it defines you, it becomes you. And like that type of life, that movement and that journey, and like, you know what I mean, that defines every element of like who your being is supposed to be. The music that you listen to, the conversations you have with your great parent, your great grandparents, and like those moments, you know, they build up this like person. They build it. It's like every little puzzle piece is coming from all different directions all around the world. You're on the train and you see this beautiful girl that's just like so effortlessly amazing. Like you take in a little bit, that's the puzzle piece I was looking for today. And then you're like, oh my God, I'm starving today. This hunger, that defines it also. And it's just like, you know, I don't know how I'm gonna get to work next week, but you know what? I'm gonna use that and I'm gonna make that part of who I am. And it's just like you take all these elements of life and it becomes you as a whole person. And every person that you meet, every new language you learn, every place you travel, that's a new layer of who you are to be who you're supposed to be. And that's freedom.
Oh my God, drop the motherfucking mic. Yo. Okay, when are you gonna write a book?
I'm not ready for that yet.
No, it's okay.
There's like, yeah. I have.
No, I understand.
I'm not ready.
I actually just got a book deal.
Amazing.
And yeah, amazing, cool. But like I told the company, I was like, look, I can't do it yet. They're like, we want something by next year. And I was like, look, like there are lessons to learn before this happens. I could write a book right now. I could very easily write a book right now. But it's not the book that I need to be writing. I have something to learn before it happens.
That is so fucking like amazing of you that you just like you're getting ready for that moment.
And you're
like, you know what, I'm not ready for it, but you know what, when I am ready, I'll be calling
your
ass.
Yeah.
But that's very like, I'm looking for the word for that.
Mature.
That's very mature, and that's like you owning your like your
journey.
Your journey.
Yeah.
And it's just like
honoring it.
Yeah,
really.
And it's just like that's the same thing also with me when I get that magazine cover, mm-hmm. and like even having conversations, like I didn't have the voice for it. And then when I was going to do it, I wanted to make sure I had something to say. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like
You don't want to just be throwing shit on a wall and see what sticks.
Right. I mean, I knew there was up here, but I mm-hmm. had to put all the pieces together right. to understand. I had to get my heart broken a few times. I had to, like, mm-hmm. be homeless another time. I had to, like, go through some shit to really, like, figure out some
see
shit.
The dark
and people
you know
need
the
to
light.
Really, people need to really, like, understand their timing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, timing is so important. It's so valuable. Like, please pay attention to that. There's people out here that are just like hitting the wall over and over, and it's like, baby, take five steps back,
mm-hmm.
sit down, read some books, experience some things, learn something about yourself, mm-hmm. and really to be like, instead of knocking the door, opening the door.
Mm-hmm.
How to get that door open? You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, what do you need to do? Do the math in your head. Like, don't be afraid to pay the dues. Mm-hmm. Don't take the shortcuts. Take right. the long way.
Well, yeah, I mean, everyone just wants to take a pill these days and be skinny or fucking, you know. Immediate instant gratification. Nothing works like that. Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing satisfying, nothing that is actually worth having for the rest of your life works like that.
And there's no such thing as perfection. And if that's if you're looking for that baby, like, good luck.
Well, there's like there's personal perfection on a daily basis, right? But in that perfection is the work. You have to do the work every single day.
Of course. I mean, in a sense of like people want like this persona of
right.
like this physical, this perfect being, and it's just on a physical level. You cannot just love out of you. You have to love all of you.
Mm.
And, like, that's what I mean, as in a sense of, like, you're trying to be someone else. Just fucking be yourself. Like, people, there's certain people in the scene that see me. I'm like, why is she not walking around with, like, a Gucci bag? Why is she not doing this? Why she ain't dating this guy?
Mm.
Like, she's so beautiful. It's like, baby, that's not my life.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to be comfortable in my natural, organic way. Like, mm. I don't need a bag to define where I am at in my life. Like, my presence and what I do in my career will define that. And mm. when I walk into the room, you'll feel that. And ain't no bag can do that. I can only do that.
Ain't no bag can do that. Proper.
People be hiding behind these bags and hiding behind all this like material shit. You can't take none of that shit to the next life. You can't, like, baby, you need to love yourself. And I'd be like, I'd be looking at them like, I'm sad for you, baby.
Hmm. So, like, if I gave you a Gucci bag right now, you don't want to fucking rock it?
I mean, you got to know how to rock it. It's like when fashion, you wear the clothes don't wear you.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
I have bags and stuff
yeah.
like that, but like, I'm not out here every single day wearing it.
Yeah.
Like, trying to, like, cause attention. Though you're attracting people that you don't want to be friends with. Seriously.
You are so smart. Like, honestly, from like, an emotional, spiritual level, you are fucking wickedly tuned in.
Thank you.
Like, I don't even
That's what I tell you. Like, meditating and, like,
yeah.
being content.
But I don't even think you fully realize.
That's what I mean. I'm waiting
but
for that.
Because you can't, right? I don't see it in myself,
yeah.
right? Like, because I live it every single day. It's like, it's everything that I know.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it took somebody else to be like, yo, you
yeah.
do the work.
Yes.
You have it. And I'm fucking looking at you right now. Like,
that's why I knew from jump that me and you have
yeah.
Like, I just.
We're going to be fucking. Like, we're in this.
We're shaking hands and punching it out.
Lifelong, straight up.
Yes.
We have shit
forever.
To do together.
I literally told that. I was like, me and him are going to be doing so much shit together. I already know.
Mm.
And, like, when I first saw your photo, because I was pulling up, I was like, can you show me pictures of, like, who everyone's, because they didn't tell me who anyone was. And, like, right away, I was like, he's so fucking beautiful. So fucking beautiful.
Have you done the scene?
No.
The sex scene yet?
I have not done any sex scenes yet.
When is that?
I don't know the exact
sometime
date.
Next week or this weekend or this
yeah,
week.
Yeah, I think it's coming up.
To be honest, I don't even know when I'm shooting or what I'm shooting. Or...
I don't know my schedule either.
Yeah.
Like, I literally, like, I'll call the people and I'm like, yo, tell me. Like, I get emails. I'm like, I don't know what's going on. Like, I'm just living for today, baby. Like, I'm living for today. Like, if it happens, it happens. I'll make it. Like, we're just going to have to just make it happen.
We're going
to
make it happen.
Like, trust me. We're
yeah.
going to figure this out together. Uh-huh. Like, honestly. Like,
absolutely.
That's how I've always been. Like, I don't like people pressuring me about, like, little things. Like, oh, you got to do that or you got to do this or you got to be here. It's just like...
Hmm.
you are in my world. Like, I will come to you and it's going to be beautiful. Like, I'm going to show up and it's going to be amazing. Just know that. Just trust me. Just give me a time and a place and remind me or whatever. But that's how I feel. People be so like, they be on edge. I don't be like, ooh.
That's their job. That's literally their job.
I don't need that anxiety in me.
No.
I get people. Do you get anxiety?
No.
I used to get really bad anxiety.
I dated somebody for a little bit that was extremely anxious, and I became anxious in that. But I do not get anxiety overall.
When I was younger, I used to get so much anxiety.
Really?
Yeah, it's just like certain people that are just not like, I always wanted to be around people that were like me. Like, I feel like there's robotics out here, robots, these robots out here, people that are just kind of like just living this life of just like same old, same old, same old. Like, where did you lose that at? Where did you lose that passion? Where did you leave that oomph of like really living your life to the fullest? And it's just like, people scare me sometimes because it's like,
some people don't need it. You know what I mean? And I don't think that we ever had an option.
Right.
If every single person.
But do you feel bad for them?
Well, no, honestly, I don't. Sometimes I almost envy it, to be honest with you. Sometimes I look at people that are so content with the simple things in life, and I don't wish that I had it ever, but it makes me happy to know that they're happy with it. Because I think overall, the people that I'm talking about are, there are plenty of people that are very, very, very unhappy. But I think in my heart of hearts that most people are happy. They're happier than they are sad, and that they are good more than they are bad. I just believe that. And even in their darknesses, there is something that fills a light in them. Like if...
Purpose.
Yeah, right? If somebody like is fighting with their husband every single day, right? And it like on the outside looks like it's really fucking bad and they're probably really unhappy. There is something inside of them that loves that. And needs that.
And it's adrenaline.
Yeah, it's probably working for them.
I don't know. I'm all about happiness.
Well, me too.
I'm all about like being free and liberated, like every moment. Like,
but could you imagine if all of us were like that all of the time? If every single person?
I mean, thinking about it right now, it would be a new world.
It would
yes.
be a completely different place.
Completely different world. I was watching The Matrix last night.
Oh my God, that's so funny you just said that. Keep going.
I was watching The Matrix last night, and I think it's The Matrix Reloaded. It was the second one. And there was this new Zion, the world, the Zion world. And everyone was just free. They were in this, the real world, and they were just dancing, and they was in this trance of like, they don't even probably need drugs. They are the drugs. And I just was like, I can only imagine if the world was like that, when it's just like harmony and like, you do this and I do that, but it's not concise of just like, just the stigma and this like, it's just, there's no race thing. There's no gender thing. It's right. just literally, we're just people. We're just souls on this earth to just like give and take and grow and just come together. And we need, it's in order to have everything, you need everyone type of situation.
But I don't know why I'm saying this right now, but I'm a believer that like, harmony actually doesn't exist without chaos. You need the yin to the yang. It needs to exist on
night
this planet.
Night and day, good and bad,
like
up and down.
It's so not like this utopian dream of everybody being so fucking free. Like, yeah, that like that's beautiful. But if everybody's free, nobody's free.
There's people that I wish that were free.
Yeah. No, of course, me too. Yes, 100%. Yes. I'm talking about everybody versus nobody. I'm not talking about specific people. Yes, I have so many people in my life that I, like, would...
But I'm thinking of people that are, like, in the Philippines and these third-world countries and places in, like, Africa.
No,
and it's just, like,
course.
These ideas and these, like, potential of just, like, wow. Like, right. if I could take you and just, like...
I know, but even that is problematic. Even thinking of these people that are in these third-world countries, just because of their environment, we automatically put these labels on them that they are unhappy. Or they are less free than we are. Who's to say?
But I spoke to those people.
Right.
I speak to those people all the time. I'm out in the culture. I'm out in the slums. I'm talking to the people. I'm one with the people. I love to be around that and type of environment.
Do you get the sense that all of those people in that in
environment are less happy than you are?
No, but they need people like us to live, to be in that environment, to make them want more for themselves.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, one thing my dad told me, he was like, get out and get with the people. Mm. Get out and go into the neighborhoods of the people and show face and get out here and, like, be in the environment, in the raw environment, so you can be that euphoria. You can be this inspiration. You can be the idea of, like, wow, this person is really living their truth unapologetically, and they are seriously, that inspires me, that wakes me up, that makes me want to eat better, that makes me want to, like, have those conversations, it makes me want to, like, want better for myself, and I feel like that truly is, like, my gift.
Yo, that's your calling, straight up.
Yeah, seriously.
Okay, so how do you do it?
Just be
Where do you go? Where have you gone? Where have you been?
When I was in the Philippines, I went all over the Philippines, Cebu, Makati. When I was in Thailand, I just get out. Like, go out. Go to the places where they need the most love and show up and smile at the kids and wave at the people. And the guys are like, oh, God bless you. God bless you, too. You know what I mean? Thank you for showing me love that you can appreciate that.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Like, I'm so welcoming that. You know what I mean? Like, I don't pity you. I'm like, yo, you want to have a conversation? You're not my type, but I'm going to sit down and talk to you for, like, you know, I got, like, 2 minutes. We can talk about some shit. Like, let's make it happen, Captain. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I want to see the people. You know what I mean? I want to see the hardworking people. I want to be in the culture. I want to be that remembrance that they, like, 10 years now, like, I remember that girl I was walking down the street, and she made me feel so good, and that feeling I would never forget. That's what it's about.
Yo, that is straight up fucking saint complex, like, in the most beautiful way. Like, seriously.
That's where it's at. I can't get that from acting. I can't get that from modeling. I can't get that.
Not true. Listen to me. That's not true. Once I was able to have a platform where people were actually listening to me is when I was truly given the gift to reach more than I had around me, right? The fact that hundreds of thousands of people, millions of people listen to this podcast, like, that only happened because of being an actor, because of I was already a name that had built this platform. So, yes, use it. I've never said this before, but I used this fucking industry to be able to get the rest of my work, my real purpose, out in the world.
I mean, I respect that. I love it. I mean, I feel like everyone has their own journey.
Yeah.
And they're liberated in their own way, whatever tools they're using, whatever career they have. Me personally, like, I've always had this urge and this feeling. What you're talking about is when I'm not doing that. Mm. Like, yeah, I love to act and I love to dance and I love to model. Yeah, I'm good at it. Like, I was born to do it.
Right.
But it's just like this feeling that I get when I'm really one with the people.
No, yeah, I understand exactly what you're saying.
That's where I really, really feel where I'm like, okay, so a few days ago, I spoke to 750 kids about climate change. Mm. And I was talking to them about, like, In order for me to really understand this world and the climate and, like, everything is connected, I had to really love myself. I had to really understand where I came from. Like, I come from the mountains in the Philippines of the General Santos in Mindanao. You know what I mean? I come from the Safari Desert in fucking Africa. Like, I come from these places where people don't have these material things, television, iPads, and iPhones. Their life is farming. Their life is fishing. Their life is family. Their life is, like, just being with the sun. You know, who did we praise to before there was this God or this Jesus Christ? We praise to the sun. We praise to the crops. We praise to the water, the foundation, the ecosystem, the community. That's what gives me the urge. That's what gives me the chills down my spine to be who I am and to really understand when I go out in this world, why am I waking up every single day to be something and someone and to be reckoned with? I know I am someone, but I want to be that person that is really truly with the people.
Oh my. Like, yes, for president. Like, I fully support you have, like, straight up.
Like, these people need to know you come from kings and queens. Like, I told you, I was like, do you know Nefertiti? She's a queen. Mm-hmm. This woman, her purpose was to just be who she was, and people just praised her. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, you were bred and born without even knowing your purpose is much bigger than who you are. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, and that's what I symbolize with, and that's who my God is, myself, and the people around me and the elements around me. That's who I praise. That's who I worship.
I'm so obsessed with you.
Your mom just came back into your life.
She did.
Tell me, what was that like?
So, my mom left me when I was 2 years old, mm-hmm. and for a long time, there was this piece of me that was missing. Mm. You know, I wanted to know why did I get these looks from? Mm. What did I get, like, the skin from? Mm. Where did I get this textured hair from? Why, when people see me, they're seeing a different form of a human being. I want to know what that connection came from. Mm. And I was always searching for her, and we lost contact for a long time. Mm. And I found her, and I went to go see her for 6 months in the Providence, in the Philippines, in Makati. And I came there to see her.
That was your first time there?
That's my first time there, to embrace like this piece of me that was missing. Mm. And it was amazing. You know, we talked and we cried and we understood. And it's like the first time I spoke to her on the telephone, she was at work, and I'm calling her, and I'm like, hey, this is your baby. You know what I mean? I've been looking for you, blah, 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 blah. And she starts crying immediately. And she's like, I'm sorry. I'm shaking. I'll have to call you right back. And, like, I call her back 10 minutes later. And she was like, I have to leave work. I just need to talk to you. Can I see your face? Do you have FaceTime or do you have Skype? And I call her. And I was like, well, before you speak, before we see each other, I want to tell you something about me. And I tell her, I was like, I'm trans. And she's like, baby, I already know. I already knew this. I knew when you were a baby. I knew this already when you were born. I was like, and I love you still regardless. I haven't seen you, but I already know who you are. I love you. Mm. And, like, we got on FaceTime, and I just, like, that connection was so, like, that's what it's about. That's what I worked hard for. That's why all these years I wasn't in my life. That moment was so amazing to me. Nothing can give me that. You know what I mean? That's what life is about. So I went to see her, and, you know, we laughed, we cried, we fought, we celebrated. You know, she cooked for me, I cooked for her, and, you know, just those years of being apart was finally there, and she still gives me a headache this day, forget about it, you know?
How often do you talk to her?
I talk to her like at least twice a week. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? She lives in a different world than I am.
Yeah,
you know
totally
what I mean?
Different world.
Different world. The whole different universe. You know what I mean? I can't wait till the day where I can be at a place to bring her here, you know, back to America the way that she should have been. You know what I mean? But everyone has their own paths. You know what I mean? The one thing about I know and I had to understand is like, women in these third world countries, you know, yeah, you can be doctors and you can be lawyers and nurses, but these women out here, they're looking for an opportunity and they're looking for it and they're searching for it and they're groomed to, like, one day you're going to leave this little town, you're going to go to the big city and you're going to find someone and you're going to marry them and you or your offspring is going to have a better life. And my mom, whatever her dreams are, I'm living them. You know what I mean? Like, she couldn't have her dreams or my dad couldn't follow their dreams. But the fact that I'm doing what I'm doing, their dreams are living through me. And that keeps me going.
You are straight up like a fucking preacher. Like, yo. Where did this all come from?
Just life. Like, dreams and wanting better for myself and the people and every element of my life, all the heartbreaks and all the... Me being homeless, I'm so happy I went through that. To be at that bottom, to really understand what it feels like to like, go anywhere, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not easily impressed by people with fancy things. It's like, babe, that doesn't mean anything to me. Like, you know what I mean? How about you take that money and open a school or, like, do something really powerful with that? You know what I mean? Like... It's nothing. I don't know.
What is the ultimate goal? Like,
see, that's a question that I'm still trying to figure out, to be honest.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I have these tools. Yeah, I have.
Well, there doesn't have to be one, you know? That's the thing.
The ultimate goal.
You want to open schools. You want to open a center. You want to.
I want to do all that, and I want to inspire people to do that. I want to put that in people's brains to want to do that. You know what I mean? Like, it's not just about with me. It's the people that you inspire to want to do things like that also. So it's a collective thing. You know what I mean? Like, I always thought when I was younger, I was going to be the president. or my child would be the president, or I would inspire someone to be the president. You know what I mean? Those are those.
Me, you're inspiring me to be the president.
but it's just like, but it's not necessarily the president of what we are right now, right, but like right, the right, future right. of the new world of the, or something of some type of presence, like something on some level where you are at change or changing, where like Obama, like I voted for him. It's the first president I've ever voted for. And he was so, he came from, you know, Chicago, you know what I mean? That was very liberating for
the
me.
South.
The South. The South. But no, I just, I mean, I want to be at a place where I will be truly remembered for just love, embodying that entire moment. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I want to be known for, to bringing people together, regardless who you are, where you come from. You know what
You're
I mean?
You're a Taurus.
I'm a Taurus. You I'm a love sign.
What your moon and rising
I don't
is
know.
In?
I don't even care to know.
Why?
Because I just, I mean, no. My mom doesn't know what time I was born. She doesn't remember.
Your dad doesn't know?
She doesn't know. So I had to give that up a long time ago.
Okay.
That it would never I would never know, because they don't know. So I'm just a being. Yeah, I'm a Taurus. I'm full blown. I'm the love sign, planet of Venus. Hey, but I'm just a soul here on Earth.
You are so much more than just a soul here on Earth, yo. So much more.
Thank you. Like, I appreciate that.
I am blown away by you. Really. What's your last name?
Bloom.
Bloom.
Lena Bloom. From the Bloom family.
Where did you...
Flower bloomings.
Did you... Is this your version of your name?
What do you mean?
Did you come up with this name?
I did.
You want to talk about it? How you did it?
B-L-O-O-M? B-L-O-O-M. How did I come up with my name, Lena? So my first name is Aaron. Aaron Lena Ramos. That's my government name. But my entertainment name is Lena Bloom.
Mm-hmm. Aaron?
Aaron. E-R-I-N.
What was the middle name?
Lena.
Lena. Aaron Lena...
Ramos. Yes. But I go by Lena Bloom because it's just business.
So your middle name was already Lena?
No, that's something I changed.
Oh.
Yeah. So, my dad's name is Aaron also.
Oh.
And I wanted my name to still be a reflection of my father. So I changed it to E-R-I-N because it's kind of like, it sounds the same.
Mm-hmm.
And Lena, that name was, so when I was in grammar school, I had a girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And her name was Elena. And she was the first girl I've ever, like, dated or liked or said, that's my girlfriend. Mm. And when I was looking for a name, I wanted something that was ethnic and had some type of, like, something towards me. And my first girlfriend I ever had. So that was I came with the name Lena. And I just went with it. It just defined everything about me. Lena.
Mm.
So, yeah, I mean.
And Bloom?
Bloom. Well, I thought of, well, my ex-boyfriend, his last name is Bloom also.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like that.
But no, Bloom, it's just a flower blooming. You know, yeah. You start from a seed and you grow and you know what I mean? You just like, you're blooming and rather, you know, you're evolving and, you know, this evolution of a human and like becoming that. And I just feel like that name Bloom represents like my development and who I am and what I want to do. And you know what I mean? When people see me, you know what I mean? I want them to have these visions of flowers and this gardens and like, you know what I mean? Like in something very soft and like earthy and very like, you know, I'm an earth sign. So, you know, I wanted something that represents something organic and just.
I don't have any earth in my chart anywhere.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You have.
All fire. And air. Yeah. A little bit of water. Fire and air. Fire
you
and air.
You need some earth then, boo.
Yeah, obviously. Obviously.
Obviously. I'm all earth.
All earth.
All earth, baby. Mother earth, poison ivy.
Pachamama.
Yes.
Do you identify as a straight woman?
I have no label to who I am. Okay. I am just I. I am just Lena. That's who I am.
Perfect.
I don't. When have it comes to even dating, like, I don't. I see a soul. That's all. It's nothing about genitalia. It's nothing about who you were born. It's about what did you go through to be who you are right now? Where did you go through to be the person you are standing in front of me? What battles did you face to be in my and to be in the same presence of me? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like there's billions of people. There's millions of people on this earth. Not billions.
There's billions.
There's billions?
Yes.
Okay. Queen. So there's billions of people on this earth. But out of all these amazing people in the world, why do we come into each other's life? And that is what goes in my head when I meet people and I'm in people's presence. You know what I mean? Like, how did you become this person? You know, like, how can I love this type of person? You know what I mean? How can we coexist? You know, what values and ideas that you went through or are going through to bring us together? Because I'm evolving. 3, 4, 5 years now, I'm going to be a completely different person. I'm just going to have some things that are still the same. But us humans, we're always evolving. And that's the most beautiful thing about us. You know what I mean? The way we eat will change. The way we have conversations will change. Style will change. And I'm trying to figure out, how can I be in your life 5 years from now? Hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I'm always thinking about for the future. Hmm. You know what I mean? And when people come into my life and, like, I date them or I'm considering dating them, I'm looking about what are the possibilities that you're going to do and impactful to yourself and to myself, and how can I get you where you need to be? Mm. You know what I mean?
What's the most impactful relationship you've ever been in?
Myself. Mm. Nothing has compared to me.
Fucking genius answer.
Yeah, like, seriously.
What do you want out of a relationship with somebody else?
What do I want? That's another question. That's something I'm still finding out.
Yeah.
It's taking me so long to, like, to really understand my love. So I'm trying to figure out, I think what people, they get so embodied in just like, oh, you look good and like everything's fine, but it's just like, I'm looking for someone that I can really potentially be like one together. You know what I mean? Like, you're a soul, I'm a soul, we come together, we become one soul together. Your ideas reflect my ideas. When you do things, you're reflecting me. We are together, and we truly, truly are one. And it's just like, the person that I want to be with is a person, I can't bear children. So I want a person that will love me like he will have a child with me. Like, I'm going to give you a child. But even though I can't have one, but the idea that he feels in his fiber being that he can do it, that's the type of person I want to be. And that has no gender. Yeah, that's truly how I feel about relationships, because, like, I'm a virgin. Since I've had my surgery, I haven't had intercourse with anyone. I've been in I've been in relationships with women and stuff like that, but I can't have intercourse with anyone until I'm in love. I'm completely one with them.
That's called a demisexual.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. I'm the same way.
Really? Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
I mean, I'm not a virgin, but
of course.
But unless I'm emotionally,
yeah, involved,
fully invested,
yeah,
I will not have sex with you.
Of course.
I've had one night stand my entire life, and I was blacked out, wasted. I'm sure my dick didn't even work.
No, I can't do it.
Did you?
And I let everyone know straight up in the beginning, like, I'm a virgin. I can't have. We're not having sex for just pleasure. Wow.
God, I love that about you. You just keep getting better and better and better.
You know, and it's so crazy because people see me and they think, like,
sexual being.
You're a sexual. Yeah, but sex is in my blood.
People think the same thing about
me
too.
Like, sex is it's part of my gene. You know what I mean? Sexuality is just part of my development of who I am. Yeah. You know, like, this body is just like, it was born. It was like, it was this form. It was like,
sorry.
It was this
you were
way.
Pointing. I was looking.
But it's just like, they automatically think, like, damn, she's probably as a really good fuck, but baby, you not fucking. It's like, and this goes out to every single guy that has been dating me. Nah, you can't have it. I'm sorry, you can't have it until you truly understand my purpose and what I bring to your life and the world around you.
Well, I mean, and like, you're not giving it until you truly understand.
Exactly. Like, it shouldn't have to be a sexual thing.
And
it
that's like, where do you draw the line then? Like, vagina play across the board?
Everything besides you're going inside my vagina.
Okay.
Because that's what I've been waiting for my entire life, and that's my special place. That's my specialness. That's my magic. And I don't want you walking around the city with my magic with some other bitch. You're not having my magic with no other bitch. You're not sharing it with no demons and no demonic creatures. Like, my magic is only for one person, and that's the person that I will spend the rest of my life with.
Oh.
And I will wait as long as I can. And hopefully, it'll be here in the next 5 years, because that's when I can have a baby, because they're coming up with ways that I could have a child, and I cannot wait to
bear
a child.
Wait, what do you mean?
Well, I've done research and stuff like that, and they say in 5 years, trans people or males can have babies.
Shut the fuck up.
I don't have, I can send it to you.
Shut the fuck
up. 5 years from now.
You're saying in 5 years I'll be able to bear a child?
We will be able to bear a child.
Do you understand? That is my
biggest dream in my entire life is to be able to bear a child. I would give all of it up.
Yes, me too. Me too.
To be able to carry a
me
child.
Me too. If I have a child right now, I would be so happy.
Can we?
All that.
Oh my gosh. Can we carry children together
yes,
at the same
we
time?
Are. That's very special. Don't just say that.
No, but I'm saying, like, to be pregnant at the same exact time, you and me.
I have a 5-year goal. I want to have a, I'm not, and that's, I've said this to people and they're like, why would you say that? Like, because it's just like, I know what I want. I know I want to have a child. I want to have my own, I want my blood. I want my genes. I want my ideas. I want my eyes. I want my texture. I want the fundamental value and the elements of me embraced and embodied in my child.
Did you freeze any sperm?
No.
No.
I didn't. And it was, I don't know why, but at that time, that was not important at that time. Mm. That's what I'm saying. Every few years, you're more enlightened. Mm. And if I could go back, would I do it? Probably not. Because it wasn't supposed to happen.
Yeah.
This was supposed to happen. Maybe I'll be the face of the new, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like,
there'll be a way they can take your DNA is what you're saying.
Of course. They're probably hair samples, bone. You know what I mean? Skin, DNA, red blood cells, white blood cells. I don't know the logistics of all that. But
oh, my God. The idea that I will be able to possibly bear a child at some point?
Yeah. It's going to happen. There's some brilliant people in the world that want to see a lot of people happy. And I'm so happy.
So, like, what? So, like, basically they would build a uterus?
They will probably build one or take one and be able to put it into your body. And I think right now they're trying to figure out, because the body is a very... It's a very complicated
yeah, of course.
Place.
Machine,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, even right now when I had my surgery, you know, to actually, like, be pleasured or to have pleasure. Like, the fact that they can do that and connect those tubes and connect all those elements to give pleasure and all those things, that's very fascinating.
Can
so
I
that's
ask
what they're
you,
doing.
Is it different?
Is it different?
Is it a different type of pleasure?
I mean, I think pleasure... is a mental thing.
Mm.
I think it's like it's a connection between two people. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, to really be pleasured and to, like, understand that. That's also another thing. Like, I think people out here just be having sex just to bust a nut, mm-hmm. or to be like, oh, you know what? We're gonna have a kid. And
is
that's
the orgasm different?
I would say it's kind of like on the same lines.
Okay.
It's definitely pleasurable. It feels amazing, but I feel like it's a little bit different from before.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Biology is such a fascinating
But I feel like
thing.
I really know, I really, to take, I feel like when you're talking about orgasm, you're talking about in a sense of like with someone or by yourself.
Yeah, by yourself.
By yourself, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Like, I have no, like, it's fucking amazing. But to take that level to the next way,
right.
to have that moment with someone else, that's something that... It's like I'm waiting for one day, but I'm not in a rush for it to happen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because that's a completely different experience.
Yeah, you are just unbelievable.
We were literally putting each other's lives for
yeah,
a reason.
No,
you know that,
far,
right?
Yes, I am very, 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 very much so in line with that idea. Yes, it's not even a question.
Like, even if it wasn't like just the movie situation.
This
is my first.
Cute and all.
Yeah.
Come on.
No,
this
I feel
is
like I feel
aperitif.
Like, yeah.
This is nothing compared to what we will do. Yo, straight up, like, I'm making phone calls after this. Like, shit is happening in my world right now that, like, you... I have been waiting for the right... I have known that there's somebody in my life that I was going to be doing it with, and I am convinced it's you.
I feel the same way. I'm serious. I feel like we could do it
together. Like, save people. Straight
up. Save everyone. and change everyone, every idea... You know what I mean? I feel like that's what I was literally born to do, is to change people's lives, bring people together, break down those walls and say, you know what? I choose me. I choose people. I choose harmony. I choose possibilities. I choose the idea that the world is really, truly only amazing if it's with love.
And what is love?
Love is, I keep coming back to this, love is freedom. Mm. Like, I really feel, like, free. Like, it's every ligament in my body. You know what I mean? Like, it's everything I touch. It's everything I smell. Like, that's love. You know what I mean? Like, if you're talking about love for me and, like, another person, that's a different type of love. Like, right now, in my mind, there's no one else but me at this moment. So the love I have is defined by me. If I meet someone, or like say I have a child, that's a different type of love. Mm. You know what I mean? That's a whole, the love I have for my father, that's a different type of love. You know, me for my career and me wanting to do something with my life, that's a different type of love. My, for me, because this is the beginning and the ending of who I am, you know what I mean? Right here as one person, one soul, I am love. Mm. I am true love. You know what I mean? Like, that's, this is who I sleep with at night. This is who I wake up to in the morning. That's the person I love. That's what I think love is.
You are rocking my fucking world right now. As I pick up your ring, that is a heart.
Yes. And I have another one here.
I love you.
I love you too.
Yo, watch out, world. There's two of us.
Yes. Yes. Exactly.
You will hear from us soon, ladies yeah. and gentlemen.
Thank you, guys. I love you all.
Yes. Where can people follow you and find you?
You can just find me at Lena Bloom.
Lena Bloom.
Just if you want that, if you're searching for that, just anywhere. L-E-Y-N-A space Bloom, whatever. You just type that name into your database, and whatever you need to do to find me, it will be there.
That's the best answer anyone's ever said. I gotta go.
Oh, and find it in yourself.
Yes, find it in yourself, yeah. Always.
Bye, guys.
Yo.
Give me a hug.
Yo, I love you. Spreading that love around. This is the love bomb. This is the show. Yeah, Lena, I love you. Thank you so much for coming in and doing this. Lena and I have been spending a lot of time together since we recorded this podcast, and it's just, I am just constantly in awe of this girl, of this human, every single fucking day. I said to her the other day, every single day I spend with you, I'm going to learn something new, and that's the type of relationship we all should aspire to have. Yo, remember our girl, La Demi, first season? Legend. Yo, she's got this new lip gloss line that just popped out. Head over to stevelaurent.com. That's stevelaurant.com for the La Demi collection. This shit is fucking amazing. Check out her Instagram. The shit's all over it. It's La Demi, ITSLADEMI. And the great part about this lip gloss line is all profits from the collection and this collaboration are going to LGBTQ+ community, and most importantly are being distributed to trans youth all over the world, which is just fucking amazing. I love you, girl. I love that you're doing this, and obviously I love what you're going to be coming out with in the next little bit. Yo, she's popping. There's so much coming out. Keep your eyes out for La Demi. And on another note, today is Friday. Irma is supposed to be going through Florida this weekend. Not really sure what's going to happen. I'm not really sure what to say about it. We have Houston. We have Florida. We have the entire Caribbean. We have the fires all across the entire country. We have this political landscape. Everyone in the world needs a little bit extra prayer tonight, okay? Y'all are definitely in my prayers, and be good. At the end of the day, I am a firm believer that the light always outshines the dark. Godspeed, y'all. This is the Love Bomb. This is the Love Bomb. This is the show. Yeah, it's the Love Bomb. We're taking you up and down. This is the Love Bomb. We're about to explode. Thanks again to our partner Spoke, SiriusXM's new app that allows you to listen to podcasts, radio programs, documentaries curated specifically just for you. Go to hearspoke.com/at will. That's hearspoke.com/ATWILL right now.